السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه، وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers and also our sisters who listen over receivers, it is the month of Rabiul Awwal, and all over the world, conferences, seminars, conventions, jalsas of Sirat, programs in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings are highlighted, are taking place. Every Muslim of the world is happy that Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in this Mubarak month. It is part of our Iman, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we cannot even have the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions very clearly in the Quran Sharif, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام is told to announce, I'm just giving you the meaning of the ayat and the gist, that Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being told by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that you must announce this very, very clearly. That if you are claiming that you have love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if you say you have love for Allah ta'ala, then fattabi'uni, then make my ittiba, follow me. That means practice on my teachings. Follow my footsteps. When we say, what does it mean? Say, follow on his teachings. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے. Footprints of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if a person has to follow, it will take him to Jannat. And the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they will make a person reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is the road to Allah ta'ala, following the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this I have explained many times, that the misunderstanding that we have is that we must also have a 2x2 room. We must also in our home not have any kind of fire lighting for 2 months at end sometimes. We must also tie stones on our bellies. Or we must also live the kind of life that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam led, which was his personal choice. So then we say that it's not possible. In our time, how can we do that? It's impossible. So that is the misunderstanding. As far as we are concerned, we have the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is the Sharia, that is the Quran and Sunnah will tell us that to what extent we can go in as far as eating and drinking is concerned, as far as homes are concerned, as far as our dressing is concerned, all other aspects of our life, there is a Sharia. And that Sharia, this flexibility, this great amount of accommodation there for the rich, for the poor, for the king, for the beggar, for the person in the street, for the person who is given a post and a position in society, for the person who has got wealth. For every person there is a guideline as to what extent he can go to. There is a border that he must not cross. Within those parameters, he can eat in his time biryani, he can eat whatever he wants to, as long as it is halal, it is from halal earnings, and the person does not overindulge, and the person does not have any kind of pride and arrogance, then it will be permissible. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lived in a 2x2 room, but this I have expressed and explained many times in different places, that look at his love for the ummah. That in wuzu dua he is teaching us, Allahumma ghfirli zambi. Oh Allah, forgive me my sin. Allahumma ghfirli zambi. After wuzu we make the dua. So we are asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of sins, because we are going to be making namaz now. And we made wuzu, which is also an ibadat. But then where does the next part of it come? Wa wassi'li fi dari. And give me spaciousness in my home. Now where does that come in? How does that fit in with wuzu dua? But look at his consideration, look at his love for the ummah, that he knows that the ummah is not going to be able to live in a 2x2 room. Husband and wife will live, they'll get children, they'll have to have separate rooms for the children. Then boys and girls will grow up, will require separate rooms for them. Then somebody will get married, then the son-in-law is coming, the mother-in-law is coming, family members are coming to visit. Then you have visitors coming. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not saying that we must ask for a lavish home, a home full of decoration, a home that is costing millions just because of those decorations. He is saying spaciousness. After that, within one's, within limits, if the person has some kind of luxury, it's permissible. That is Sharia, it's beautiful, that he's saying must ask. Now when the person has got a spacious home, he'll get visitors. They'll say, where must we send these people? They'll say, send them to that house there because it's spacious. So then he will require food, he will require drink for them. He will require more pillows and more bedding. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at the third part of the dua. Wa barik li fi rizqi. Oh Allah, give me barakat in my rizq and sustenance. Because if you're going to have barakat in the rizq and sustenance, then you'll be able to feed them. So therefore, Islam is very beautiful. The seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam we have to understand. So following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for us is following the shariat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is what will make us love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or Allah ta'ala love us. It is conditional. Now all these programs that are taking place throughout the world, wherever we go, there's nothing but talk of seerah, which is wonderful. It is required that we educate ourselves. But how much of it do we really take serious? How much of it do we really implement in our lives? Most of it has now become nothing but just entertainment. As we have so much of other entertainment, we say, listen to one bayan, it's also some kind of entertainment. Whereas bayans on seerah and they are not for entertainment, they are so that we may follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The father must know how to be a father. What kind of father does Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam want to see him? As the mother must know how to be a good Muslim mother. Parents, children, everybody, we have different relationships. Now to fulfill all that, that is Sharia, and that is the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Without Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there is no love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Gar na salli ala ho zubaan par. Kya asar hoga aho fugha mein, gar na salli ala ho zubaan par, kya asar hoga aho fugha mein, shart tauheed kamil yahi hai, aapka ishq ho qalb o jaan mein. If we are not going to have salli ala, meaning if we are not going to really believe in Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last and the final messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and if we are not going to obey him and follow him, and if we are not going to have that love and the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our hearts, then we are not even fulfilling the condition of Tawheed, and that is the belief in the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala Himself says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ, whatever my Nabi gives to you, that means whatever He orders you, whatever He instructs you, whatever He commands you, then accept it because it's coming as if from Me. Following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is following Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For He does not say anything out of His own whim and on His own fancy. Whatever He says, it is wahi that has come to Him. So with regards to anything that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives some kind of direction, it is wahi that has come to Him. He has been receiving wahi from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. So شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جامع. But the عشق and the love of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم demands اطاعت. How else are we going to prove that we love رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم? A person who is in the rave club, in the disco, in the cinema, in the theater, the person is watching movies and all other filthy programs on the TV, and the person is also engaged in adultery, fornication, stealing and all kinds of things. But he says, I dearly love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then will that kind of claim be ever accepted? Any person who makes a claim, then there has to be some kind of proof. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if we have to look at his seerah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. You are on the highest pedestal of sublime character. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's character was without any blemish, without any fault. Nobody could point any finger at any part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That was his greatness. And whosoever will come close to that character, that means those teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to character, then that person we will say is close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. A person can be in Madina Sharif, he can be at the Rauza Mubarak, and the person can be shedding tears there. But if he does not even have the sign of Islam on him, in his dressing, in his face, as I mentioned last night also, that it's not that a person will be considered to be a great waliullah just because he kept a beard. It's not just because he kept the beard that he becomes great waliullah. But it is something that hurt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam if he saw a person that was clean shaven. Even though that person may have been a non-Muslim. But it hurt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the Bukhari Sharif and other kitabs. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was hurt. So can we get the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam when we are going to do exactly those things that are hurting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? And especially whilst the person is in Madina Sharif. Look at the rows and rows of people that are standing there. Look at the emphasis that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam placed on keeping the pants or lungi or whatever it is above the ankles. Look at the emphasis that he placed. It's not just one of those things which consider as trivial. And look at our condition that when we go, we say must sew it, the pants, such a way that it covers the ankle. So that means we do things which are purposely hurting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I repeat that that does not make a person a perfect Muslim. Just as it is necessary to have that, it also does not make a person a perfect Muslim if he has a good one fist length beard and he has his pant above his ankle, but he is cheating, he is deceiving, the person is committing crime, the person is indulging in adultery and fornication, or the person is engaging in such practices in his business which are un-Islamic, then we will say that this person requires putting right all other things too. He must have namaz, roza, zakat, hajj also in his life. But at the same time, we should not be say that what does it matter? It's a minor thing, it's a trivial thing. An aeroplane is standing there filled with all the hajis, brand new aeroplane. The only thing, there's no tires there. Will that plane ever take off? But in comparison with the entire aeroplane with its engine and with its Rolls Royce motor and everything else, what is that little tire? But will any sensible person say that what is the need for that small little tire? What a beautiful aeroplane. Why can't it take off? So like that, these little things are like the tires of that aeroplane, that we won't take off, we will remain there. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai payada misle ghubar mein ho. Everybody, oh Allah, has taken off. We don't know where they are, soaring high in the air. And I am like a speck of dust on the ground. Because we have become like those leaves, that when the wind blows, the leaf picks up. And when the wind stops, the leaf comes down. Again, when the wind blows, the leaf picks up. And wind stops, the leaf comes down. Just doesn't go up. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's muhabbat demands that at least we start with those things which does not affect our business, it does not affect anything. What does it affect? We've got bank managers that have got big beards. We've got pilots with beards. We've got engineers with beards. We've got doctors with beards. So what does it affect? But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy. I explained last night also that we go to the parks, there they say don't pluck any flowers, don't remove any plants, don't do this, don't do that. Those are the regulations of the parks board and we abide by it. So just like that, there's regulations with regards to this face of ours also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ishq and muhabbat demands obedience. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but as I repeat, that we must not look down upon those people. Those who have shaven their faces, they could have many, many other good characteristics in them. All that is required is just to improve on this area, in this area. And we don't know how much of other weaknesses that we have got in us, in spite of the fact that we may have got a good beard. So we all must look at our own weaknesses and shortcomings. Our problem is that the moment we hear something like this, straight away we look at people. And we forget to look into our hearts, that how much of malice and greed and pride and arrogance and jealousy and envy and everything else is inside there. We have got big, big pythons around our necks and we are very much concerned about the little fly that is sitting on the forehead of somebody. But it is necessary to educate, to politely explain, so that the person may also get the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he is told, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that he is on the highest pedestal of sublime character. So we can see that in every aspect of his life that there was nothing but compassion, mercy, kindness. That was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. Even in jihad, it was not that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's great desire was just to see everybody's necks being cut off. Then he could have made dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have crushed those people between those mountains when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was stoned in Taif. As Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down and said, these are the angels of the mountains. Now if you say, then we can have them crushed. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he say? He made dua for them. He said, if they are not going to accept Islam, somebody in the progeny would accept. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was full of forgiveness. Even in Uhud, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those pins of those helmets, they penetrate his jaws. Stone is being thrown at him. Stones are flying. His teeth are shattered. He is bleeding profusely. He falls down unconscious. When he gains consciousness, the angel, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, or the people there, they say, now make baddua for them, curse them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he do? Allahumma ahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, give guidance to these people, they don't understand who I am. Those very people after that, when they accepted Islam, what did they say? Hinda who's sliced the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, chest of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, removed his heart, removed his liver, even chewed it to antagonize the Muslims and make them get more angry. But afterwards, when she accepted Islam, she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, before there was no face that was more beloved to me in my sight than yours, but more hated than yours. And now there's no person more beloved to me than you. Before there was no tent that was more hated than your tent. Now there's no tent that is more loved than your tent. What did Sumama bin Asal say? He was the one who was causing great amount of problem. The road that used to lead to Makkah Sharif, they were on the way. He was the leader of the Banu Hanifa tribe and causing great amount of problem for the Muslims. Somehow he was arrested. When he was arrested, he was tied to the pillar in the masjid. Now those days, in the early days, they were tied to the pillars in the masjid. Why were they tied to the pillars in the masjid? Because there was activity in that masjid. The musallis, when they came for salat also, there was such attraction and such a kind of pull in their salat that even disbelievers, when they saw, they were influenced and affected. When they saw the Muslims, how they behaved amongst themselves, what kind of compassion, mercy and kindness they showed even for the prisoners. Now all these type of things, it influenced them and they accepted Islam. So Sumama bin Asal was asked that, what do you want now? He said, Oh Muhammad, but now we will say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you have to have me killed, then you are killing a person who is a murderer, because he had killed so many people in the... They were like hijacking and murderers. And he said, if you have to have me released, then you will be releasing a person who is most grateful. And if you want compensation, then ask any amount of money, I am prepared to give it to you. He was a leader, he had plenty. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left him. The second day again, he said the same thing. The third day Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam released him. He went out into one of the gardens and he made wuzu and he comes back and he says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. He accepts Islam. Now he could have accepted that Islam whilst he was being asked, what do you want? But that was his sincerity, that he did not want them to think that because he was tied and because he was a prisoner, therefore he is reading the kalima. That was the sincerity. Now that he was free, he said, the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after that he tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that there was no face more hated in my sight than your face. But now there's no face more beloved to me than your face. Before there was no person that was more hated than you, now there's no person more beloved to me than you. Before there was no religion that was more hated in my sight than your religion. And now there's no religion more beloved to me than the religion of Islam. Before there was no city that was more hated in my sight than your city, Madina Sharif. And now there's no city that is more beloved in my heart than your city. What is this that brought about this change within a little while? The akhlaq and the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now we have to check our character, we have to check our akhlaq, our behavior, our dealings, our relationship with people. There's nothing but swearing, shouting, screaming, arguments, fights, quarrels. Every home is like on fire. So then how can we claim we got great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the true understanding of the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When we are going to bring those things into our lives, then we will see how things change, how people who used to hate us at one time will begin to love us. Those people who are distancing themselves, they will come closer. Because most of the time is due to misunderstandings, wrong perceptions, or rumors and suspicions, and all those kinds of things make people sometimes run far from us. But when they get the truth, and when they have the opportunity to come close, and when they see our akhlaq, if we have akhlaq, then those very people will then sacrifice their lives, as they did for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now there's no time to go into the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give me, give you, and give the ummah at large the tawfiq to make amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai na nari. Just talk, and just having talk shows is not going to change anything. We will have to bring the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into our lives. Then we will see the changes. We ourselves will experience a kind of sukoon inside our hearts, which even the kings of the world don't know. Without any money also we'll be kings. And with money also we'll be kings. Rich or poor is not going to make any difference. A hut or a shack and a palace is not going to make difference, because everything is going to be in the heart. May Allah bless me too, bless you too, and bless the ummah with it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.